the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We've been talking on some of these broadcasts about the factors that have contributed to the shocking decline in the number of nuclear families and the enormous number of children who are growing up today without a father in the home. Another factor that must be included in the list of enemies who helped to kill the American family is financial incentives and disincentives. The great economist Arthur Laffer has pointed out that these incentives are very powerful, especially among the poor. Because of pressure from several activist groups, we have allowed powerful incentives to discourage marriage and actually favor women foregoing marriage and bearing children without marriage. Our income tax system used to advantage the traditional marriage couple raising their own children, but now it seems to be just the opposite. Political strategists advise candidates not to talk about the social issues, but the fact is that you can't talk about fiscal issues without addressing social issues, because taxpayers' money is spent mostly on 78 types of taxpayer handouts to deal with social problems, including food, housing, child care, school lunch programs, and even school breakfast. Other programs are incentives built into tax credits or tax reductions of various kinds. Several years ago, a very prominent governor who could have been elected president took this bad advice from strategists and called for a truce in talking about social issues. That killed his candidacy. The public is almost totally unaware of the size and scope of taxpayer spending on poverty, and that's why we call it the hidden welfare state. You need to know the details of what is hidden. That's why you need my new book called Who Killed the American Family? The awesome fact is that we have spent more on the war on poverty since it was started by President Lyndon Johnson than we have spent on all the wars the United States ever fought.
With the American family virtually destroyed, the government conveniently steps in to perform the tasks that should be done by mothers and fathers. The government gains power, and freedom is lost. For more on Phyllis Schlafly's new book, Who Killed the American Family, or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your humble host, Bob Tuscan. Today on my way to work this morning, there was a radio show that I listened to from time to time. It's as fluffy as it gets, so I try to inject truth from time to time and call in with some sort of tidbit of knowledge. Well, this morning they had on a lawyer, and the legal segment, the premise for it was basically this. Hey, you call in with your legal questions, and this lawyer will try his best to answer these legal questions. Well, I called in, and one of the functions they have is putting the callers on protection, so they alter your voice, and I asked to be put on protection, and I told them I had a question about insurance fraud. And I said my name was Larry. That's what I told them. And they got to my call and I said, "Hi, this is Larry. I have a question about insurance fraud. Here's the premise. I was wondering if the statute of limitations has passed. I collected a massive insurance settlement for a slew of buildings I owned in New York that happened to collapse, free fall speed, including a 42-story building known as Building 7 that fell in free fall speed at 5:20 in the afternoon. And I'm just wondering if the different groups out there who are, I didn't get into that because at that point they stopped me and they said, "Oh, what are you talking about? 9/11 Truth Building 7? Ha 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 ha." And they had a big laugh, and I guess you kind of had to be there. But I'm going to put that call up on the show, on the YouTube channel, so you guys can hear it. I thought it was pretty funny, and it was also a way to inject some truth on a show that, well, quite frankly, is not very interested in hearing any real information get through. All right, folks, how are you tonight? We're going to do open lines. I might have my guest show up here eventually from LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We had another special agent planned for tonight's show. I guess he's gone. Because he didn't pick up the phone when we tried to call him this morning. But that's okay. What can you do? In addition to that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take calls on whatever you have on your mind in the meantime, I should say. I'm going to avoid talking about the French thing because I think by now a dead horse has pretty been beaten. And we don't want to continue to beat a dead horse now, do we? I don't think so. I got some email from listeners we'll go over and whatever else you want to do. 800-313-9443 is how you can join me. 800-313-9443. You know, we have a lot of guests come on, and now's the time to be my guest and call into the show with anything that's on your mind. This is an open platform for you to call up. If you want to chew me out, that's fine. I welcome that. You go to the front of the line, as far as I'm concerned. All right, Mr. Producer, if they have something anti-conspiracy theory, if you will, and that's their words, not mine, send them to the front of the line. Okay? Let me talk to them first. 800-313-9443. It's a troll-free number to join us tonight. Let's take a quick look at the lamestream media's headlines. Typically, based on their headlines, we can fairly quickly analyze what not to talk about and also see what distractions are out there and what perhaps they're really avoiding. And I'm just skimming it right now because I've been out of touch with the world by design. And the first thing I see is Disneyland measles outbreak. Infected women took two flights before diagnosis. Disneyland measles outbreak. Infected woman took two flights before diagnosis. Alright, so all I needed to do was read the headline just now. I'm not going to read any more of the story. And I'm going to show you some skills that perhaps many people haven't seen before. Okay, are you ready for these skills? Here we go. This is all an agenda to try to push the vaccines. This is the reintroduction to the measles breakout in California, Disneyland, of course, in California, Disney World, of course, the Freemasonic playground in Orlando, Florida. And we know that in Disneyland, in California rather, there's been a push to try to convince people that the measles are infecting people and that the only way to prevent that is from more vaccinations. Well, is there more to that story? I would venture to say yes, there is. And we'll talk about that in future shows to come. But as promised, we're going to get to the guest tonight from LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We have Ray on the line. I'll tell you a little bit about him, and then we'll ask him some questions. And we'll also take your calls at the end of the show if you want to bring up anything with our guest tonight from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I want to thank LEAP for continuing to fight against the war on drugs, this broken policy that we will, I'm sure, get into great detail about in just a moment. The idea that we're going to prohibit something like drugs where people are sick and put them in jail and only lead to future recidivism and everything else is just absolutely ludicrous. We know it doesn't work and hasn't worked. It's only been at a major cost to society. But we still have various people pushing that agenda. Joining us today is somebody who witnessed this war on drugs firsthand with his over 30 years of experience as a U.S. Customs agent. Ray Strack is on the line from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Ray, how are you doing tonight, man?
Terrific, Bob, and thanks for having us on.
Not a problem. So give me a little background on your career as a U.S. Customs agent. Are you in South Florida, and were you always in South Florida?
Right. No, I started, you can probably tell by my accent because it's hard to hide. I began my career in New York City.
And I are similar in several respects, Ray, because I'm from the sixth borough of New York. You know where that is?
Sure, of course. That's South Miami. Or South
Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. You're absolutely right. So I'm born and raised, and my family, of course, are New Yorkers. And, you know, like every other New Yorker, eventually they come down to South Florida.
That's right, exactly. And you know, I was very fortunate in that regard. I didn't have to wait till I retired, because about mid-career, about 13 years into my career, I took a transfer with the U.S. Customs Service and ended up down here in Broward County, Fort Lauderdale, and did the second half of my career in South Florida. So I started in 83 and got out in 2010. So long enough to know that the not only is the policy of prohibition a broken policy, but LEAP and why I value this organization so much is we think it's broken beyond repair, and we want to just spread that message. And I think our message.
Let's talk about that, Ray. Hold on one second. We're going to get cut off by a commercial break here, and then we'll be right back with Special Agent Ray Strack.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Special Agent Raymond Strack retired in January 2010 from the Department of Homeland Security, Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, as a supervisory criminal investigator And, well, he began his federal law enforcement career as a customs patrol officer in 1983 in New York City, and spent a majority of his early career as a customs special agent at the JFK airport. It was while working at the JFK International Airport that he began to understand the enormity and futility of the war on drugs, participating in the arrest of a continuous parade of drug couriers, themselves pawns in the international drug trade, good people getting in the middle of organized crime that's only, of course, perpetuated by this black market. Ray, how did you, I mean, you had to have caught on early that, you know, these people were just getting in the middle of things, these were good people. How did you stay with it so long as you did?
Background, and you know, I like to consider myself a good family man, and you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, to some extent. We did good work. I'm glad that I was with customs, because you know, custom, the difference between customs and state and local enforcement and other federal agencies is that interdiction is the thing. So it's the stopping of the people coming, entering the United States. Yeah, and, you know, the people we arrested, by and large, you know, before we made the investigations go up the food chain, as we like to say, the couriers, you know, quite frankly, lots of them were grateful, because if they got through, they got paid a marginal amount, and if they got stopped, they got, you know, housed in a federal jail for 3 to 5 years. And that was probably better than the conditions that they grew up in and were coming up in the third world. You know, it's a long, sad story, and it starts on our end, and it starts with the prohibition of narcotics.
All right, so you alluded to the fact that you basically stuck with it because it was a paycheck. Is that fair to say?
Good enough.
I think people can empathize with your honesty there. But you people might ask, as a follow-up question, at what point does selling your soul to this war on drugs get old? I mean, at which point did you really start to see what you did, what you were doing, and not necessarily you, but the system on a whole, pay its toll?
Yeah. Well, I think I think when we get to existentialist type questions, I think, you know, we need. And I like to consider myself a good person. We need good people doing the work that someone is going to do anyway. And I don't know. I'm not a true believer of most religious philosophy. So the selling the soul bit, I don't go for the. But I get the meaning. The meaning is that, you know, at what point? Why didn't I say, you know, become a defense attorney or some such other, you know, potential occupation? Yeah, I did a good job, you know. I think, you know, I was very fortunate, and again, that Customs does not only enforce narcotics laws. We did a lot of other great stuff. I worked Internal Affairs for a while, so I had, you know, the great good fortune of, you know, trying to make sure that our law enforcement personnel that, you know, did the right thing. I also worked in non-narcotics enforcement for U.S. Customs for many years.
I want to stop on the internal affairs for a moment, if
okay,
I may.
Cool,
sorry to interrupt.
Cool, yeah.
But I think that's an interesting aspect of your background here. We've heard of many accusations of the government, and of course that's such a broad entity, so we'll say compartmentalized. I hate that when we say the government as if it's, you know, a person.
Yeah.
But we've heard that with the Iran-Contra scandal, for instance, there were people complicit in smuggling drugs into this country,
yeah,
and working within the same supposed areas that were fighting against it, playing both sides of the coin. And we know that there's a lot of corruption, because the war on drugs not only fuels the black market corruption from the everyday people, but it also promotes officers and others to get involved with this black market, if you will, for even greater financial you know, benefits.
Gained. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh no, and in international arena, it's much worse than it is here in America. In America, at least, law enforcement professions are honored professions and very well paid, generally speaking. And so we don't have nearly the corruption that we see in overseas law enforcement agencies. And I hate to paint with so broad a brush, but I believe that to be true. Unfortunately, you know, there was a great story, I think, the current issue of Rolling Stone about the most dangerous law enforcement drug gang that ever existed, and it was a long story about a sheriff's organization down on the Texas border that basically, you know, ran drugs for 10 years. So if your listeners want to read a pretty good story, it's a current issue of Rolling Stone. And I get nothing for that plug. I mean, I just like to read about stuff like that myself.
Interesting. So what kind of corruption did you see internally?
Well, yeah, hey, look, the worst thing that I ever saw, and it affected me greatly, there was a special agent who was stealing narcotics from seized narcotics, and he was caught and convicted and sentenced, and when he got out of prison, he killed himself. There you go, right?
And this was an otherwise good guy who just, I guess, got caught up. Maybe he wasn't a good guy, but for that matter, I mean, to kill himself and to all be at the hands of this war on drugs, that's traumatic, man.
Yeah, I think he had some psychological imbalances to begin with. Personal opinion, of course, all of this is. So I think, unfortunately, we'll get to the bigger issue of prohibition. I think, look, some drugs are very dangerous. And they're dangerous to different people in different degrees. And some of us can try a hard drug and walk away. And some others try a hard drug, and because of biochemistry or human physiology or whatever the reason, they're hooked. And these drugs, these hard drugs in particular, if you get hooked and you're in really difficult things, and prohibition kills these people because prohibition makes these people afraid to get help. And you know, very interestingly, you know, in some of the most recent stuff that we've been reading and following here at LEAP, is that, you know, the opposition, the prohibitionists, want to talk about marijuana as a gateway drug. We now have clinical studies that show marijuana is a gateway drug away from opiate use.
Interesting.
Marijuana now
Interesting.
In states with
let's
marijuana.
Hold that thought, Ray, because we're going to get cut off again. And when we come back, we'll pick it right back up with cannabis, and we'll talk about that. And you were also very involved with the recent push for medical cannabis here in the state of Florida. So we'll get to that. Special Agent Ray Strack with us on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
The war on drugs is not about the drugs themselves per se. It's got a number of other components at hand. And that is, of course, most obviously the case when you deal with cannabis, a Schedule 1 drug, if I'm not mistaken, Ray?
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah. What a joke. Tell me a little bit about cannabis and your, you know, research on the drug, and also a little bit about, you know, your current activism on that front. And also, I'm curious, I'll start with this question, I guess, because this is a can of worms we're opening here with the cannabis topic, but how much of your law enforcement background had to deal with cannabis when you were dealing with drugs? I mean, was that probably the biggest crop you were going after?
No, actually it was probably the least important. The federal government, relatively early, even in my career, at least on the borders, the U.S. Attorney's offices were not really interested in prosecuting marijuana cases. So that when we did come across marijuana, which of course we did, they would go to state and local agencies to prosecute.
Domestically, we have more people in prison with cannabis, don't we, than any other drug combined?
That's correct. Yeah, that is correct. Well, look, I mean, someone is arrested in the United States of America every 42 seconds for a crime related to marijuana. And a vast majority of those people are possession alone. I think one of the things that I like to talk about when I get the chance is, first, marijuana shouldn't even be considered a drug properly. It's a plant. It's a God-given plant. Some of the distillates, some of the chemicals in the plant, they can be called drugs. THC could be called a drug, but marijuana shouldn't be called a drug. So I like to bring that point up first. I had just started to mention before the break, there's a recent study. It's incredible. It's an American Medical Association study over almost 9 years, in the states that have medical marijuana. There is a 25% reduction in opioid-related deaths. Bob, just think about that. 25% reduction in opioid drug deaths because people have a safe alternative. That alternative is medical marijuana. Amazing.
So the gateway drug thing that we've been told is fraudulent?
The gateway thing, it's the opposite. Marijuana is the gateway away from dangerous pharmaceuticals. It's the way away from dangerous drugs. It's the way... It's a safe, non... Really, I hate to keep calling it a drug. It's a safe alternative to drugs. That's...
Yeah. Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. There's another study, New England Journal of Medicine. 8 out of 10 doctors in a New England Journal of Medicine study, 8 out of 10 say marijuana should be used. Marijuana, medical marijuana should be used. 25% reduction in death. And then a study in California says that 92% of the people who use marijuana say it works.
Sure.
So 8 out of 10 doctors, 25% reduction of opioid death, 9 out of 10 people say it works.
This sounds like a television commercial. I mean, geez. Ray, let me ask you this.
I'm selling something here, Bob. What we're selling is the truth, and what we need to do, and I know you're doing the work, we need to get the message out that we've been hoodwinked. We've been sold a bill of goods.
Sure.
There is now enough information, hard data, that exists to tell us that the path we have gone down these last 40 years, and actually 100 years, the prohibition against all drugs just had its 100th year anniversary on December 17th. It began with the Harrison Narcotics Act. And that's a whole nother story. But so, the interesting part, the factoid about this is, at the time of the Harrison Narcotics Act in 1914, there was approximately 1.3% of the population were drug users. Now, 100 years later, 40 years of the war on drugs started by Richard Nixon, you know what percentage of population uses drugs?
Well, it must have gone down, right? Because we're now fighting it.
It's the exact same. The fight has no bearing whatsoever. We cannot amazing. It's impossible to prohibit an adult consensual behavior. It doesn't work. All it leads to is criminal activity. We tried it with alcohol. I mean,
didn't work.
It was direct correlative story. This was, at the time, it was the Irish, and they were drinking too much, and we got to put a stop to this. And the Italian, and they're drinking too much, we got to put a stop to this. That was a Protestant Reformation movement. That was an old God movement against new thought. Well, the current drug war is the same exact thing. It's an old guard movement against new thought. So we are now, our generation, my generation, 56-year-old man, is now, we're now old enough. We've seen it. We all know it. We now have to get past it. And I we're really at a tipping point. I love that kind of, thought process that we just keep working and working, one voice at a time, two ears at a time, and eventually we're going to make it happen. I mean, you know what happened here in Florida last year. We lost by getting almost 58% of the vote.
Incredible. Yeah, that was absolutely incredible. Now, I don't know that that was the greatest of solutions, what was on the ballot, but it was definitely a step in the right direction. I have a question, though, that's really, really making me wonder, and that is, who benefits from the war on drugs?
Well, I think first and foremost, the American criminal justice system is skewered toward growth, and not so. And maybe even if we can disallow growth for a moment, protecting its turf. So I think the vast majority of law enforcement professionals, good men and women who are trying to do the right thing, who take a job as a law enforcement officer to protect and serve, are led by administrators and by politicians who feed at the enormity of the administrative bureaus, procedures, offices that the arrest of these nonviolent people, you know, feed. This movement in the last like 10 years in particular towards private prison systems is incredible. I read a statistic recently. I think it was that over 60% of all private prison systems have a guaranteed occupancy clause. Think about that for a minute, Bob. 65% of the private prison systems that our government entered contracts with have guaranteed occupancy clauses. If we don't keep them filled, those corporations get paid anyway. Imagine that.
And that definitely speaks to who benefits from this all, huh?
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. Hey, look. I'm a libertarian, but a small L libertarian, and I think one of the things that American society has become is driven by corporate interests. We see this and read about it and hear about it in, you know, Citizens United and all the big cases now, the big issues that are going on. Sure, you know, there are, I think, the top two private prison companies, which are Corrections Corporations of America and Wackenhut Security, just two companies alone control 75% of that market. That kind of, to me, mirrors what's going on and what's going wrong in American society in general.
Incredible. We have our last break coming up here, and when we come back, we'll also take some phone calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Raymond Strack, a retired U.S. Customs Special Agent who's working with the group Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I started to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Ray, any other thoughts before we get to some phone calls here?
Shameless plug, Philippe, you know, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, what a fantastic organization, international coalition, nonprofit, 501c3, criminal justice professionals, police officers, judges, prosecutors, prison officials, federal agents like myself, and others who bear personal witness to the wasteful futility and harm of our current drug policy. Over 150,000 supporters and then a speakers bureau of approximately 50 people like me scattered around the country that want to talk about this and want to try to affect some change for all of us.
I dig it. The website is leap.cc, leap.cc. All right, Ray, you're doing awesome work, man. Let's take a phone call from Richard in Austin. Hello, Richard.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I want to thank the gentleman for having the courage to step up and doing what he's doing, just like the Oath Keepers and the Gun Owners of America and the rest of the groups like that. Because if the men in uniform don't actually step out and point the finger at where the problem really is, like the drugs flowing out of Afghanistan, where I think it's 100% now, the yield of black tar heroin, only the troops can stop that. So if they don't stop shipping it, following orders, and delivering it to where, you know, these cash crops are supposed to go, then how do we stop this trade that's hitting all our streets? And we all got a family member or a friend or
sure.
Somebody that's tied up in these
Richard, let's pause with that comment first. I'll let you continue in just a moment. But how about the influx of heroin that just so coincidentally, you know, we'll call it a coincidence, Ray, correlated with the war in Afghanistan and so on and so forth?
Well, another shameless plug for my favorite magazine, Rolling Stone, the last issue, one before the current issue, has a fantastic political expose on opium in Afghanistan. It's an unbelievable, powerful piece. Austin, Texas is so close to the border, and let me tell you, Rich, and for everybody out there listening, the black tar heroin that we are seeing now on our streets are an unintended consequence of the prohibition against pharmaceutical opioids. And we had that directly down here in Florida, and I know you guys have it all around the country. What happens is we were relatively successful in making pharmaceutical opiates hard to get and pressed the price up. That the current price for pharmaceutical opioids is between $20 to $40 a dose. Well, the current price for black tar heroin is $5 to $10 a dose. Most junkies go for the cheaper option. In other words, we have created more heroin users because of our prohibition tactics.
Interesting. Very interesting. And I think the same can be said about going after other drugs, and then the creation of things like meth pop up, you know, this nasty drug that they're making with everything under the kitchen sink. So we see these unintended consequences, or maybe they are intended, some might argue, continue to spiral out of control. Richard, go ahead with your call. Any other questions or comments?
I just had another quick statement. I know you got other callers. Yeah, I was at Burstom Air Force Base in 83, and shortly after that, the arms for hostage thing in Iran kicked off. So I know what happened all up and down South America with that drug run, and people like Cecil Costello came forward and tried to present the evidence he had, just like this gentleman here. He stepped up. But if we don't get a grassroots stepping up from the men and women in military now to try to stop these arms, you know, these basically, I guess you could call them military industrial complex, prison industrial complex, and all the other complexes. But it's got to start with the military. Some of them might have to do some time for disobeying orders, but it's going to have to be done. Well, this trade, this drug war, whatever it is going to continue. So I want to thank the gentleman, and thank you for having me on the show. Have a good
All night. Right, Richard. Thanks, man. So how about that, Ray? What do you think the role of the military is in all this?
Well, Rich, Bob, and to Rich's comment, I'm a huge believer in the Posse Comitatus Act, and I think, unfortunately for all of us here in American society, we've been witnessing in the last 20 years the militarization of the police, and there's great studies about this. There's some fantastic books, academic studies, and this crossover of the military and military products in domestic law enforcement, I believe, is a bad thing. I understand Richard was speaking more about the overseas, maybe some things that the military can do in their positions when they are overseas. But here in America, I don't believe there's a place for that. I believe that we need to stop militarization inside the United States. That's not going to get us anywhere.
At which point does the line that I'm just doing my job and putting people in harm's way and throwing them in a cage no longer cut it.
Well, you mean for a civil servant, for a law enforcement official, or you?
Yeah,
you mean
we have civil servants that, you know, you'll ask them. So, you know, why are you arresting me? Why are you breaking up my family? This is a plant. I'm just doing my job. That seems to be the mantra. And at which point is that no longer acceptable?
Well, I think. Really complex question. Great question, Bob. I think that for the law enforcement officials who are involved in this type of activity right now, I think there's enough for them to do elsewise so that they don't have to get involved. They don't have to put themselves in that position. And I don't mean for a moment that they should not do their duty. But the world is a dangerous place. There's lots of things our current law enforcement people could do to make all of us safer. So maybe the thing for them to think about, and the answer here is, I could be doing something better. The true answer is we've got to change the policy. We've got to make it so no law enforcement officer is ever caught in that vice. No, he never has to say, I know this is okay, but it's still against the law. So there's the dichotomy, Bob. I mean, the problem is we have a policy that so many people now recognize doesn't make sense.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Again, we're speaking with Raymond Strack, a retired U.S. Customs Special Agent. The other line we hear along those same lines, Ray, is that I don't make the policy. I just enforce it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I think that, at the end of the day, is a cop-out, too, to a certain extent, albeit true. You know, I just would hope that the discretion and the boycotting of these things happen from the people who are the pawns who enforce it. Because at the end of the day, right, does this war on drugs, this thing that the policymakers are dictating they participate in, does it not put them in harm's way? Does it not create more angst in their lives?
Oh, sure. And not only that, it definitely creates danger when they're on the street. Look, I would never have, I would not be a uniformed law enforcement officer in any city or most suburban areas in the United States right now, because what you basically have is you're not policing, you're not protecting and serving, you're controlling and dominate. You're trying to affect people's behavior. That's not the job of law enforcement. I think we're doing a great job. We got great successes going now, Bob. Look at Colorado. Look at Washington State. We got three more this year, this election cycle. We're going to get another 3 to 5 next election cycle. Full recreational legal use of marijuana. The one of the biggest victories that we saw in the last election cycle is California Proposition 47. I believe 47 is the right number. The defelonization of in addition to other current felonies, the defelonization of drug possession, all drugs, okay? So possession of even horrible substances like crystal methamphetamine, like heroin, like cocaine, are non-felony. Look, there's one of Leap's most famous sayings is, you can get over an addiction, but you will never get over a felony conviction.
Awesome stuff. We're going to end it on that note, Ray. Thank you so much again for all that you're doing to try to get the word out. Leap.cc, the website. Ray, take care, man. Thank you.
It was my pleasure, Bob. Looking forward to talking to you again.
All right, let's do it.
Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With